It's time for sports.
That ball is gone. See ya. Back-to-back home runs for Stanton. And it is 3-0 Yankees.
Well, he had a great night last night, especially starting the Yankees off with a lead. And Mike Cossey, so far the Yankees in their California and Houston trip are doing okay.
Yeah, they're running into teams at the right time. Let me explain something to you that knows very little about baseball. Yesterday you got a real good game pitched by Severino. The night before you had an unknown rookie shut down the Astros. So is it that the Yankees' pitching is better than chopped meat, or is it that the Astros' lineup is in a bad spin right now? I think it's kind of a little bit of both. You got Springer hitting 258, Gurriel hitting 240, Reddick hitting 240. These are guys that produced a lot for him last year, and right now they got a little bit of a hangover. They're not playing well. The Yankees lineup, Stanton, is the only guy that knocked in every run for the Yankees yesterday. You could take a picture of that because that's not going to happen very often. The Yankees got a real good game pitched by Severino yesterday. They capitalized on some bad pitches by Keuchel, who, by the way, is 1-5 and the worst pitcher on the Astros staff right now. So the Yankees are running into some good stuff. And let's go one series down the road further. Corey Kluber pitched last night, so the Yankees won't see him in Cleveland. Just saying.
Well, I'm just saying that you know what? Going to Houston after what happened in the World Series
You're wrong. Didn't play in the World Series.
To get to the World Series, that last game, they were shut down in Houston every game they played.
No, they weren't. They were shut down the last two games.
Yeah, the last two. Yeah. Well, that's a hangover to this year, and they got that out of their rearview mirror now.
But here's the difference: these games don't get you to the World Series. The ones you do in October win.
I just think that the league better watch out, because if Stanton is coming alive...
Better watch out, you better not cry.
No, if Stanton is coming alive, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Stanton's coming alive. He had one big game this year so far. He's coming alive. Watch out. Be careful. Who won the Player of the Month in the American League? Was it Stanton or Gregorius?
It was Gregorius.
There you go. Thank you. He's still the best player by far.
Yeah, but they're still loaded. All I'm saying, for a young team, they're loaded with lots of good players now, mm-hmm. and it's going to be fun.
How did Stanton do tonight before against the real pitcher?
How did any of them do?
I think they struck out 87 times.
Yeah,
then just one more thing about the game.
Yeah, but
the night
who won the game, Mike?
Let me ask you one more question.
Who won the game?
How many times did Brian Giles pitch against the Yankees in the playoffs last year?
I have no idea.
The answer is zero.
Yeah,
he's a closer that's inept, just like Familia. And when the Astros get to the postseason, he won't be pitching.
All I'm saying is they won the game with all
that
mattered. They won the game. They came back from a deficit in the end of the game, and they won the game.
I think we should throw them a parade.
No, I don't believe in parades.
Just call off the season now. Make the Yankees the champs. That's all.
I would do that. I would do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, even though there's about seven teams better than them, let's just say the Yankees are the best.
I don't know. They're tied for the best record. Second best record. Right now.
Nah.
So.
The Red Sox have 22 wins.
That's it.
Cleveland has Arizona has 21,
and they
Houston
have more.
Has
Arizona
20.
Has more loss. Houston has more losses. Mike, you got to suck it up.
How do you win a series?
The Yankees.
Do you win a series by losing games or winning games?
The Yankees.
The games that you win matter.
Mike, the Yankees have the second best record in baseball right now.
Third.
Well, there's still not seven better teams than them. So
third. We'll see what happens in the fall.
All right.
No problem. Just remember, you have one team. I have 31.
The Mets season officially.
Season's over.
Yeah, done.
Forget about it. DeGrom's hurt his elbow. The night before, Syndergaard got hit around like a rented mule. The Mets, they're 17-11. Remember, the Mets were 11-1. They're 6-10 in their last 16, and the Titanic's hit two icebergs. The Mets are finished.
And there's a lot of people that are saying that the Mets let DeGrom pitch when they shouldn't have let him pitch when he had pain and stuff.
Well, last time I saw when his last pitch he threw last night was 94 miles an hour. If you can throw 94 in pain, you're pretty damn good. DeGrom would not have pitched if he was hurt. These are people talking that know nothing about what they're talking about. And he got hurt, and that's the end of it. Now you have to deal with it. Matt Harvey's going to get a reprieve. He's going to get put into the starting rotation. You have Pepe Vargas pitching today with his 23 ERA. Mets season's over. Take a picture of that 17-11. You won't be six games over 500 again until maybe next year, especially when half of your staff is hurt and you have three automatic outs in your lineup. That's three innings a game that you're just giving away to the other team. So, Mets, adios, amigos.
Right before we get to the Kentucky Derby, I got to do this story.
We're not getting to the Kentucky Derby.
Well, I'd like to go take a look at the odds.
That's tomorrow.
All right. The report on the Redskins is a damning report, and there might be an ownership change coming there.
Today's fifth race at Churchill. Who cares about the Redskins?
No, but did you hear the report?
No, who cares?
Cheerleaders were required to pose topless for a photo shoot.
I bet Donald Trump had something to do with that, too.
I know, but Dan Snyder did, though.
Who cares?
It's just another bizarro fact from the National Football League.
Well, here's my point. How much do cheerleaders make? Do they make, like, an astonishing amount of money?
No.
No. So then why would you do it?
Because they were ordered to do it.
Why would you do it?
They were ordered to do it or they'd lose their jobs.
So then, if I was told to stand in front of my classroom and teach in my underwear, you know where I'd be? In my car going home. Who cares? These people need to stand up for themselves and say, like, what's that drug saying? Just say no. Tell them no. Stick the job where the sun don't shine. I'm not doing it. If they all did that, then I think there'd be a big red flag why the Redskins have no cheerleaders on Sunday. And then a story would have to be printed, and then Dan Snyder would get in trouble. But why cave in and do it for the $80 or $150 a day that you get to go stand on the sideline and cheer? Why would you do it?
Sometimes you feel pressured, Mike.
No. Weak-minded individual.
That might be the case, but you still feel pressure. All right. Now you want to talk racing?
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about.
All right.
Talking about tomorrow's races, it's Kentucky Oaks Day. The races, the stakes start in the fifth. The eight bells, grade two, 7 furlongs, draw 7. Pretty good race here. Mia Mischief is going to be one of the speeds in this race, along with the rail horse Amy Challenge. So I'm looking for two horses to come from off the pace. I'm going to take one speed horse in this race, Talk Vove to me, trained by Rudolph Brissart. This horse broke her maiden by 11 and a quarter lengths down at Fairgrounds this year, running a real huge buyer, training well at Keeneland, comes across 64 to run over at Churchill this weekend at 6-1 with Bridge Mahan up as a good play. But I think with all the speed in the race, the 6 Gas Station Sushi is going to sit a tremendous trip. This horse won at Del Mar in the fall, won at Keeneland in the spring, and I think this horse wins tomorrow at Churchill Downs. So, a 6-5-5-6 in the fifth tomorrow at Churchill. Sixth race at Churchill is the grade one La Troyenne. This is for older filly and mares. Abel Tasman comes back off the bench. This horse was a win machine last year until it started running at Parks and Del Mar. Ran second in both of those against Forever Unbridled, and it's Tis Well. Don't take too short a price in this race. There's a couple of horses in here that can beat it, especially off the layoff, even with Bobby Baffert training. The one horse, Salty, has run pretty decently against some good horses. 3-1 should work out a trip for Mark Case and Gaffleone from the rail. And the interesting horse is the 8, Martini Glass, a relatively unknown horse. This horse went from claimings to allowance into the stakes company, and this horse has been running very, very well since last December at Gulfstream on the turf, Sam Houston on the dirt, Gulfstream on the dirt, rent to Oaklawn, won the Azaria Grade 2. This horse has a 6-1 morning line and can get it done. So look for Martini Glass to show some of his good form and go with Abel Tasman in here with the exacta. Moving to the 7th is the Turf Sprint. A lot of horses in here are pretty iffy. A lot of speed in here. A couple of horses I'm looking at, they're both going to be with prices. One is the 10, Will Call, trained by Brad Cox. Brad Cox, everything he's putting on the track is running real big everywhere. The last race this horse ran at Keeneland on a soft turf in the Grade 2 Shakertown. Got bumped hard at the start of the race and just never lifted a leg. So just put a line through that race. if you've gotten back from that, this horse has been right there every time. 6-1 for Brad Cox is very, very entertaining. The other horse I'm going to use in here is a 20-1 shot, Kid Perfect. This horse has run at Churchill on a yielding track, and all this horse did was win by 8. There's a forecast with the possibility of some rain tomorrow at Churchill. If this turf course comes up less than firm, Kid Perfect at 20-1 is a definite use. So 10 will call, 6 Kid Perfect in the sprint tomorrow. This brings us to the 8th, the Grade 2 Ali Sheba. This race is for 4-year-olds and up, older horses. Draws a pretty good field of 8, a good solid field. One horse in here that I'm definitely not using is Awesome Slough. That horse, to me, is a one-turn specialist. I'm not going to use that horse. It looks chalky to me, this race. The one horse, Good Samaritan, coming off good race at Fairgrounds, ran second in the Clark last year. I think this horse for Billy Mott is in good shape and will run pretty well. And Bobby Baffertship's opportunity in from the West Coast. Looked like I said, this looks like a two-horse play in the 8th race tomorrow, a 1-5 exacta box. From there, we're moving on to two more races. One is the 10th, the Edgewood, a Grade 3 turf race. Very contentious race here. You can go a lot of ways. The way I'm going is I'm going to take Chad Brown, but I'm not going to take Chad Brown on the 4-5 shot, rushing fall, the 11 horse. I'm taking him on the 3 horse, Altea. This horse came from over in France, hadn't run since October, showed up at Tampa on Tampa Bay Derby Day, ran in the Florida Oaks. A quick closing third, lost by a head. That horse obviously needed that race. 6-1 with Ortiz. I can only pray we get 6-1 on this horse, but I really like Altea, the 3 horse in here. Rushing fall is going to be no great shakes at 3-5. Going to try to beat her for second with the 6. Daddy is a legend. You go from Joe Bravo to Irad Ortiz, which is a major jockey change for George Weaver. Horse is working out very well at Keeneland at 9-2. I'm going to use that horse in my exacta, and Flavian Pratt riding for Neil Drysdale. This horse also comes off a win at Keeneland at 12-1. So I'm going to go with the 3 Altea, and I'm going to throw the 6-7-11 in the exacta. Brings us to the Oaks, the big race of the day tomorrow. I'm going to talk about the underneath horses first. 3 horses I'm going to use underneath. One is Sassy Sienna, running pretty decently at Oaklawn. Chocolate Martini comes in for Tommy Avis. Won the Fairgrounds Oaks at 13-1. Castellanos gets the mount on this horse. Has some real nice Churchill Downs works. Going to use that horse underneath. Going to use the 5 Wonder Godot. That horse ran second in the fantasy to Sassy Sienna at Oaklawn. So that's the 1, 4, and 5. But they're all running for second place because Monomoy's girl, who has the 14th post, doesn't matter. This horse is just a running machine. She's a real good filly. She could be, if you know, continues as good as Rachel, close to Rachel Alexandra. That's how talented this filly is. Shows speed, got left at the gate at the Fairgrounds in the Rachel Alexandra, one going away, multi-dimensional horse, very, very talented. Monomoy's girl wins the Kentucky Oaks tomorrow in a walk. So a 14 with the 1, 4, and 5 is the way I'm going in the Kentucky Oaks tomorrow.